Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good Saturday morning. It is 2:02 on the Fan. Pete Hoffman with you till 6 a.m. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. And turn your radio up real quick. Turn it up. I just want to make sure you hear what I'm about to say. Turn it up loud. The New York Mets are going to win the World Series this year. Let me repeat it. The New York Mets are going to win the World Series this year. If you are a New York Mets fan, it is time to, if you were off board, jump back on board. Get back on the ship. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy the ride because we miss it. We don't usually have the opportunities to enjoy seasons. When we sit there and marinate in the awfulness of being the Mets fan and the worst things in history happening to us constantly and worrying about our legs getting pulled out from underneath us, now is the time to recognize how special this New York Met team is and how far they will take this, how far they are going to go on a run. And we need to marinate in that. And we need to enjoy that and enjoy the ride, okay? Because after watching last night, after watching another dominating performance by the New York Mets as they beat the scorching hot Houston Astros, after watching a celebration afterwards of Jose Iglesias going out there with the OMG song and the crowd going nuts and the team coming out, and it is just feeling that much more special. Like I am now hooked on this team. I am in love with this team. And this is the type of team that goes out there and gets to the World Series and makes a deep playoff run and will surprise us every which way the rest of the season. Yeah, there might be some ups and downs, but we as Mets fans always marinate in the downs. We always sulk. We always get upset. We always say the next thing that's going to go wrong is fill in the blank. Well, take that thought, erase it. How about what next thing is going to happen that's going to propel us to go further? We're almost in July. We are back to over 500 for the first time since May 2nd. Okay? There was a hell of a season between May 2nd and June 28th. There was a hell of a season in there. And this team fought back. Okay? And these guys that are playing for the Mets right now, they are fighters. They're not quitters, okay? That's why when we hear, you know, the negative about Francisco Lindor and how bad he is to start a season, but does he end the season bad? No. He performs at the times that are necessary. Right now, they need him the most. And he is performing. And this entire team is performing. And you could say, you could point back to anything, whether it's Jorge Lopez, whether it's, you know, Grimace, whether it's the OMG song, whether it's Evan shaving his beard or dressing nicely, whatever it is you want to say that has sparked this team, it all is working. It's all working. It's all part of the story. It's all part of the thread of the 2024 season. Exactly. It's all part of the thread of the 2024 season. So when we look back at this year, we're going to see all the ups and downs as we always do. We're going to see a lot of downs. We're going to start the 0-5 season. We're going to see a team that gets to a bottom of 11 games under 500. But we're going to see them claw back. We're going to see the offseason when fans were clamoring for David Stearns and Steve Cohen to go out and spend a ton of money on go get Jordan Montgomery, go get Blake Snell, go get all these other overpriced pitchers, and settling for Sean Manaea and settling for Luis Severino. What are you doing? Oh, well, look at their records. Don't even look at their records. Look at their numbers. Jordan Montgomery got shelled again. Sean Manaea's got an ERA under 4. I know that might not be sexy, but it's serviceable. It's what the New York Mets team needs to get deeper into games, to get wins, to get deeper into the season. Luis Severino, you're waiting for the bottom to drop out, but it's not. Did they fix him? Was it something that last year, again, Carlos Mendoza saw last year, knew what it was that he needed to fix, and did? Like, that to me is what is special about this team, is they are hitting at all cylinders, even with it the claw, to get there. This team is fighters. They are fighters. They're not just going to sit down and die. And a baseball season is long. We do know that. But I'll tell you this much. I've seen long seasons. This is going to be a fun season. And it's about time. It's about time. I know 2022 felt like a long time ago. But even that, the energy felt different about that team too. The last month of the season felt torturous. The next few months here are going to be exciting because you want to know why. You have guys like Jose Iglesias who was going to quit baseball. He didn't start the season on the 40-man roster. He had to fight his way through it. He had to think about what he wanted to do. And he said, you know what? I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to get back to the bigs. I'm going to make an impact. And he did. You have guys like Pete Alonso. He's walking into a free agent year after this, right? This is his free agency year. I know there were some rough moments, but he's back to performing where he's supposed to be. He just is. And you look at these guys that J.D. Martinez, one-year deal, comes in and basically is teaching guys a strategy how to hit. And he himself walked in here and said, I want to play for a playoff team. He was expecting this to be a playoff team. And if it wasn't a playoff team, they'd trade him. But he's got to perform to be traded. Nobody's going to want somebody to wash up 36-year-old. It's all been clicking. It has all been working. And again, this team, typically, Mets fans, we sit here and we watch our team and we complain about our team, complain about what the next thing is, beg and hope, or who would we want to see off the team? Well, this year, man, they're fighting for their jobs. A lot of one-year deals out there. A lot of final-year deals. A lot of movable contracts. Do they want to stay in New York? What do they want to do? And Stearns is not taking any crap. He's putting together a team that is going to go out there and perform at a high level. If they don't, they're going to ship you out. So if you like this team, if you want, like if you just watched what happened on their off day on Thursday, they had a whole big day for Jose Iglesias to release OMG, the song, and the entire team looked like they were there, and they were all singing and dancing. And that, to me, is not, that is a team, that is a unit, that is a movement. Okay? Those are guys that like each other. You see Edwin Diaz in there. You see Pete Alonso in there. You see Jeff McNeil in there. Okay? It seems like this team is gelling. And you got to run with that. So when you look at this franchise and what it's been through, and the first year of David Stearns and what Steve Cohen has put together in his first 4 years, and we were speculating, and I said it months ago going, this stuff has to stop. The negativity has to stop. The tanking has to stop. Not the tanking, because they're not tanking on purpose. They're just losing. But the woe is me Met fan feeling has to stop. That's why I always trusted Steve Cohen. That's why I trusted David Stearns. And it is working. And this team right here is feeling special. And will bring us. And that's why we have to look at what it is. Enjoy it. Because what last time this happened was 2015. And I didn't know it. I didn't feel it. I had no idea it was coming. I want to enjoy it. So act like this team is going to win a World Series. Enjoy these moments. And let's see how far the ride takes us. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phone calls. Justin is in Oceanside. What's up, Justin?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about, and I just want to preface this by saying I am not in this school of thought, but I know that this school of thought exists right now. What do you think about dishing Pete Alonso before the deadline?
Why? Why now?
I mean, for any value. Any value.
Well, but I just, Justin, I just told you that they're winning the World Series this year. Do you think that the Mets, that Pete Alonso has more value as a Met being on this team or being somewhere else? Like if the Mets are going to win a World Series, is Pete Alonso an important role? I would think yes.
I would agree.
So then, why would you want to trade him?
No, I don't, but I understand why people are coming from this.
Yeah, because those people are suckers. Those people that say trade Pete Alonso don't understand that he is actually a significant piece to this puzzle. No one has ever said, let me explain something to you. When I'm a supporter of Pete Alonso, no one has ever said Pete Alonso needs to be the face of the New York Mets. Pete Alonso needs to be the centerfold of this team. If Pete Alonso it needs to be the reason why the Mets are great. No, I'm not building a team around Pete Alonso, but what Pete Alonso does for this New York Mets team is he is a piece to the puzzle where you can have him as a role player around the person that you bring in next offseason. If that's Juan Soto, if that's somebody else, whatever it is, whatever David Stearns chooses to be, Pete Alonso is a key piece. I'm sorry, but anybody that thinks that getting rid of Pete Alonso this year or letting him walk in free agency, anyone that thinks that Pete Alonso is better off not being on the New York Mets, is a moron.
You can't let him walk, that's for sure.
But first of all, what do you mean by let him walk? Honestly, if he hits free agency and they offer the qualifying offer, they may get more in the compensatory pick than with the qualifying offer than what they'd get in the trade deadline because there's a rental. So who like listen, there's a bunch of teams. Hey, the Yankees need a first baseman. They do.
But if you're the Mets and you're in a playoff run, why would you subtract Pete Alonso from that squad? You're talking about a team that's gelling right now. You're talking about a team that has an opportunity to win a World Series. Okay, they fought themselves into this. Last year at this time, Steve Cohen basically went on air and said, you know, if we're not winning, we ain't buying. So, you know, we're going to have to make trades. We're going to basically sell people off is basically what he said. And then within weeks, Scherzer, Verlander, Tommy Pham, you name it, they were gone. This team is not about to start selling off players because they made a dramatic climb with it. These guys are showing Steve Cohen and David Stearns, they A, want to be here. And they want to play. And they want to win. And they want to go out and win a World Series. So give us more. Help us out. You know, Drew Smith just got, you know, placed on the IL. He's probably going to have Tommy John. Probably going to miss the rest of the season if he has Tommy John for sure. Hey, need more bullpen help. That's a key right there. You could always use another bat, right? So add to it. Why trade Pete Alonso? That makes no sense, Justin. But thank you so much for the phone call. Let's get to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hello, is this Mr. Hoffman?
Mike, hey, what's up, man? How we doing? How you feeling? How are you feeling? Let's go.
Oh, Jesus. Listen, first of all, Were you hanging out for drinks with E. Frank before the show?
No.
Did you just say that the Mets are winning the World Series?
Yes.
Baseball Classic?
No, the World Series. I said it, and I'm going to stick by it. The New York Mets are winning the World Series this year. Mike, I'm telling you right now, man, I'm feeling this.
I know.
But you have to understand this, okay? The ups and downs of baseball, the ups and downs of my teams, when you see something special, you have to recognize it. I never said it in last year. I never said it for sure. I knew the Mets were going to take a step back. 2022, I wasn't really comfortable. They didn't really make enough effort even during the trade deadline for me to go, oh, this team's going to take it all the way. This team has gone the opposite. They made minimal movements. The only thing they made was J.D. Martinez, but it was, again, a very effective move. Let's be serious here. We all know how good he is. But when it came to, like, other depth pieces, pitching pieces, all this stuff, they went run-of-the-mill. They wanted to evaluate what they actually had. I've been saying this forever. And so the evaluation process is taking place. When they know who they want to get rid of, who they don't want to get rid of, who they want to see a little more from, how to motivate them, all that stuff and more. Carlos Mendoza has been a fantastic manager for this team.
And
put it all together, it's turning into this special movement that is going to take us all the way to the World Series.
Okay. So before I get into my point, I know you're not a big wager guy, but let's make a little friendly wager, you and I. My birthday is the end of September.
Okay.
We go out for drinks, you and I.
Okay.
If the Mets make it to, actually, we'll make it October, right, after my birthday.
Okay.
If the Mets make it to either the championship series, or the World Series, I pay for drinks. If they do not, you pay for drinks.
All right, done. I'll accept that challenge, Mike.
Tell Manny to take that snippet of that. So we have that on the record.
Manny will snip that. He'll take it. He'll get there. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure we have it.
Listen, as far as the hitting, I think we're good. But and I said this to you. I said this to Al too. Who is going in any series? Who is our ace? So if you say Sanger right now, right? Would Sanger pitch? This is not like the 19 Nats, right? Where you have Scherzer, Corbin, Strasburg, where a guy can come back, pitch out of the bullpen. Do you think Sanger couldn't do that, right? He pitches once a week.
Right.
So who's going to be our ace?
We don't have an ace. And I'm not concerned about it right now. They do need to add at the deadline, and this is where Stearns is going to play it smart. Stearns is not going to go for let me get a Max Scherzer type of player at the deadline that comes in here for two months, and you got to give prospects that for. No, I'm telling you right now, I would not be surprised if prospects get traded. But if they get traded, it's going to be for somebody that's going to be controlled. Like, if the Arizona Diamondbacks are not going to make the playoffs this year and they need to start dumping and they feel the need to do that, maybe you trade for Zach Allen. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I know he's on the IL right now, too. I don't know when he's coming back.
But he's coming back actually tomorrow. So he's back tomorrow.
Oh, he is back tomorrow. Good.
He is back tomorrow. But,
well, then there you go. So let's see how he pitches in the next couple weeks. And if they don't pick it up and they don't make a run, maybe that's somebody that we could trade a couple prospects for. Remember, they picked him up from Miami. You know, it was, I don't remember how much was in the deal, but that's that guy, he's not a free agent, if I'm correct. He's got a few more years of control. That's the type of guy you bring in here. You still don't have to pay. That's part of it, you know?
Listen, I don't think you're far-fetched. But I think, like, a couple names, I threw them out to Al last week or the week before, whatever, when I was away last week. I think, because I looked at the garbage teams. So if you look at maybe Crochet or Fetty from the White Sox.
Yeah, Fetty, yep.
Yeah, Sears from the A's. Maybe Anderson from the Angels. Or, you know who's having a really good season? And he's getting, I think he's only getting paid, like, $6.5 million.
Who's that?
Is Quantrill from... Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a bunch of names we can go to, but like, give me an ace. You just asked. You said, Mike, you just said it yourself. You go, who's the ace? Zach Gallen's an ace.
The guys that we have. But okay, so you know who I want? I want Burns, but we can't get Burns right now. So
no, we'll get him next year. Right, we'll get him next year.
Yeah, but we're saying for this year, for a playoff run, you need an ace.
Right, so Mike, get me that ace. Don't get me Eric Fetty from the White Sox. I'm telling you. Here you go. Okay, here's a couple things. There's a few teams out there that are on the cusp, like the Mets, of making a playoff spot. But if they miss out much longer, they don't have that financial background because they do have to start paying people like a San Diego Padres. They made a trade for Dylan Cease. They got they have Luis Arraez, right? Like they make constant moves to try to make the team better, but eventually they got to start paying people. They can't pay everybody. That's the reason why they traded away Soto. You know, that's the reason why they let Blake Snell walk because they can't pay everybody. So you could always make a trade for somebody over there. Listen, maybe a Darvish is not really.
I'm not a Darvish guy here.
I like him. He's still hurt, and I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. But he's still when he's on, he's still one of the most elite pitchers out there. Maybe those are the type of guys we have to look at, or teams we have to look at. Teams that listen, there's still a month left. I'm sitting here telling you they're going to win the World Series. You know. Reality says anything can happen. They can go on a 5-game losing streak starting tomorrow. Anything can happen. But the whole point is, in a month from now, the trade deadline is going to be here, and people will be moving. And there's teams that are just not going to buy into their team if they're down 5 games, if they're under 500. They can't do it. They're not going to trust in it. So I believe we can bite off of them.
I will call you next week, but listen, first tell Anthony I'm sorry if he gets one less Christmas present because you're taking me out for drinks in October. But tell Mike said hello, and listen, always great to talk to you, brother man. From your mouth to God's ears, that we do make the playoffs, and hopefully just a little short so you can take me out for drinks.
But the playoffs are done now, Mike. You know that. The playoffs are done. We're in the playoffs. That's not even a question. Well, I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, all right, Mikey?
Sounds good, man. Have a great night.
All right, later. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Listen, there's a lot to get to. Obviously, the Yankees exploded last night for the first time. Not without some controversy, which is good. Maybe controversy can help this team show a little character for crying out loud. But we'll get into that and more. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoff with you on the Fan Till 6. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.